And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Hotels Palmas de Cortez, Punta Colorada, and Playa del Sol in Baja's East Cape. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa in the mighty 1090 studios for the final time of 2014. And what a way to finish the year off. Captain Brandon Hayward from One Man Charters and the Bite Journal going to be talking sea bass, yellowtail, all kinds of fishing here in Southern California. You stay tuned. It is Southern California's sport fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
If you love to cast surface iron and other jigs, plus fish the Shimano Waxwing, there has never been a reel that was made for the job until now. Shimano is proud to introduce Tranx, the dream reel for casting and retrieving lures. Smoothness, castability, and powerful gears. Tranx has it all, plus the Shimano X-Ship feature for superior smoothness, increased power, and phenomenal gear life. Match all this up with 25 pounds of max drag and the game is over. Tranx has a low-profile design for ergonomic comfort and the variable brake system. Super free spool and level wind will allow you more consistent casting. Unbelievable distance and line management. No more line piling up on one side on your retrieve. Tranx can actually make a better jig fisherman out of you. Stop by your local Shimano dealer to see it for yourself. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Experience Tranx on a Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminar or the next casting contest. Are you planning an East Cape fishing vacation? Well, it would be wise to first visit this great website, VanWormerResorts.com. This is the site for Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Villa de Cortez. For decades, the Van Wormer family has offered old-world Baja hospitality with all the modern amenities, plus some of the best fishing on the planet, aboard the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico. Now you can plan your Baja vacation quick and easy at VanWormerResorts.com. Check out all the boats in the fleet. Get details on the captains and crew, as well as the cost and availability. At VanWormerResorts.com, you can take a virtual tour of the rooms at Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and the Villas de Cortez, as well as the beautiful grounds. Check the cost of various packages and even book online. See the restaurants and meal plan choices. You can even see the current fishing conditions or pick the time of year that you can target a particular species. When you are ready to book your Baja vacation, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest hotels and fishing.
The offshore fishing this year has been nothing short of amazing. It's got a lot of San Diego anglers already dreaming about next year. Things may be cooling down a little offshore, but they're heating up at your San Diego County Ford dealers during the Dream Big Sales event. It's a great time to come in and check out incredible lease deals on Fusion, Focus, and Escape, or the big cashback available on America's favorite truck, Ford F-150, the truck of choice for San Diego fishermen. I've been driving a Ford truck for years, and I couldn't be happier with it. The technology is state-of-the-art. I can launch my boat with ease, and it's got all the room I need. And guess what else just started rolling in? The all-new 2015 Mustang. Just wait till you hear that throaty growl of that engine. It'll really get your blood pumping. December is traditionally a great time for two things: fishing in the bay and getting a great deal on a new Ford. So if you're ready to dream big and save big, don't miss the Dream Big Sales event. On now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Stop by today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Going to be a fun show today.
What a way to finish it off with our good buddy Captain Brandon Hayward. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Can you believe that?
That's wild.
2015, just a few days away from
here.
Flew
by.
And what a year, 2014, huh?
We started in January. It was the year, like, oh, we have yellows in January. It's awesome. And they're still here.
Still here. Yellows in December.
Literally haven't stopped.
Every month.
It's that classic thing this year. We say, what a season, what a season. But I think now that the year's over, we can say, what a year.
Yeah, no kidding.
You said, Ricky, you've caught a yellow every month of the year, but this month, but you're going to do it today.
A local one, that's the thing. Like, I have a lot of stuff that I need to be doing first day off since Christmas and long range trip, and there's been no time to deal with anything. The house is a mess, and I have no clean clothes, but this is my one day. And I've had a local yellowtail every single month of the year, and so, yeah, I'm putting everything off again.
Yeah.
You got to go.
Oh, they're out there.
Exactly.
Get them.
I got to go pull a Pete Gray mission.
Yeah, right.
Load the boat with them.
Find them. Yeah. Well, they're out there. I mean,
that's
there's
right.
stuff out there up and down the coast, right, Brandon? You've been fishing Box Canyon.
Yeah, yeah, North County, that kind of zone. And it's been hit or miss for me. I had 7-1 trip, and I'm like, oh, man, this is great. This is going to work out well, and then 0 the next trip.
Yeah.
It's fishing. It's what are you
going
to do?
Winter, deep water, yellowtail.
Deep
fishing.
Water, pushing 300 feet, yo-yo and bait, and they're beautiful fish. And, man, I'd be really interested to see how much yellowtail is really around.
Like, right.
Yeah.
There's only a handful of spots that people are fishing, call it 5 to 6 spots, but it seems like anywhere inside of that 50-fathom curve, anything that has a little knuckle or a high spot or something, there's yellows around. There's some boomer schools, man.
Are they eating squid or what's the story?
All the fish I've opened up have had little rockfish, like little kind of like poinsettia red kind of scrub rockfish and these strange kind of like a silver dollar looking surf perch. Just kind of off the wall stuff. So there's no squid around, so they're just kind of foraging on whatever. I think it's, like I said earlier, it's kind of like, not even so much northern Baja, but like northern Sea of Cortez comes to Southern California because everything's so deep and
everything in Sea of Cortez.
Yeah, it's like going on a Tony Reyes mothership trip, you know, yo-yoing in 280.
Yeah.
If all that fish that was on the beach everywhere didn't go south, it just went out into deep water and just hanging out eating food down there.
And it's warm. The water's still warm. I don't know what it's like at 270 feet, but...
Yep.
I think it's probably warmer than normal because certainly the surface temperature is warmer than normal.
Yeah. I was out yesterday. We didn't catch any. And then we had a little bit of time left. I put in a little extra time. And I've been just kind of curious. So let's go try one of the kelp lines, see what's going on. Had a scoop of bait. Just drifted. It started at the top and drifted down. 35 to 40 plus pound yellows just blew up. Chased the guy's surface iron.
What?
That's in 50 feet of water in December chumming sardines. So there's a lot of yellows
around. That's wild.
Yeah. This is good.
Yeah.
What about sea bass? I mean, there's some... Talk about sea bass.
Yeah,
it's a little early, right?
There's been winter sea bass caught this year, and there just wasn't the squid to kind of concentrate them. So you hear the classic, like, I was drifting in 100 feet of water when, I was fishing rockfish when. So there's been a little bit around, and I think it's hard to make predictions, but I think we're going to be able to catch some sea bass local this winter. And I really think Catalina is going to get back to that 10-plus years ago. Where remember, Catalina was a February, March, January, sea between storms. You'd go out there and... Limits of bass, 2 sea bass, that type of stuff. So I wouldn't be surprised if that happens.
Yeah. But you said there's no squid. I mean, it's just too early for squid, right?
I don't know. It's just a little shift of the cycle. And I think that when we're getting blue marlin and wahoo, that doesn't go along with our La Nina squid cycle.
Yeah.
I've looked around on the beach since, I don't know, call it mid-October, and I haven't seen a single squid shoot through the lights.
Interesting.
Local.
Interesting.
But they had squid at County Line, there's squid at Catalina, and when things change, they change fast. But,
but it could be a no-squid year.
It could be.
It could
absolutely
happen. And then all of a sudden, people scratching their heads going, how are we going to catch a sea bass, right?
You said something that's so true about how things change. You know, we look at what we have in front of us at the current time, and we're so quick to say, oh, it's never going to happen. This is just not the year. It's either going to be a cold water year, it's going to be a hot water year, and then you snap your fingers, you know, it's going to be a La Nina year, we're going to have albacore. Next thing you know, you turn around and the water's 72 degrees and there's yellowfin in May. You know, you just never, when it wants to change, it changes super quick.
What's the forecast for this year? Have you seen any El Nino forecasts? I mean, 2015, is it going to be another warm water year? Or what's the story?
I know they go in a couple year cycles, and while they haven't said it's a full-blown El Nino, we got to keep in mind that they're looking at a really vast geographic area to call out an El Nino. And we had the brunt of El Nino conditions. You know, the hot pockets and the hot spots of water were around here. So I definitely think it's going to be another warm water season.
We'll take something similar to what we had in 2000.
That was great for everyone.
Such a fun year.
Oh, just incredible. The way you could drive out 10 miles and load up on yellowfin, bluefin, yellowtail, Dorado.
You know,
think about that. Wow.
And the thing that was so fun about this year is we got so caught up, because, you know, for obvious reasons, about how crazy good the yellowfin tuna fishing and all the offshore fishing was that we forgot, not even forgot, it's hard to focus on how crazy good it still was on the beach. I mean, the up and down the coast. You know, you'd hear the we would talk about Dorado on the half-day trip, and you would forget that during the week when they were fishing on the beach, they'd have some of the best calico bass fishing they'd ever had. And,
yeah.
And fishing at every island all the way up and down the coast was good.
Half-day yellows.
Yeah, I remember there was a week where there was like an average of 25-pound class yellowtail that was literally biting from the Coronado Islands, I mean, damn near to the Channel Islands, all the way up and down the beach. You hear every half-day landing, oh, we're getting them right out front, and they're 30 pounds, and it was such a fun year.
Or you could go out fishing with one-man charters, Brandon Hayward, drive up to Dana Point, fish for 2 hours, and catch a 50-pound sea bass.
Right? Know?
I mean, it was really simple. It was nothing to catch.
And then in July, go offshore and catch two bluefin, three yellowfin, kind of on your way back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible.
So cool. That, I mean... Now, that's my kind of sea bass fishing. Get the call from Brandon. Okay, they're biting.
It's time to go.
Yeah, it's time to go. And you had quite a sea bass year, didn't you?
It was a great year. I kind of tallied my numbers and did everything. We caught 252 sea bass.
Jeez.
Wow.
Which was good for a year that wasn't supposed to have sea bass.
Right.
Yeah.
I also was really fortunate in that the squid that did show up and the fish that showed up were kind of shoved between that oceanside to Dana Point zone,
mm-hmm.
which I fish the most. And I,
you know the zone.
I feel comfortable fishing there. And it happened 2 years ago in that zone, too. And recall can be a real powerful thing sometimes in fishing. So as things were kind of setting up, I just got real lucky, and I felt like where I was going was where the next kind of squid zone spot popped up, or it would get crowded, and like, let's go try in here on the kelp. Oh, this is where they kind of scurried into. So, yeah, it worked out good.
That's awesome.
It worked out really well.
Gotta love it. And you've been doing very well on lobsters over in Catalina, huh?
Lobsters have been good at Catalina. Local, more hit or miss, for sure. But Catalina, excellent lobster. That seems to be the report from everyone as well.
Yeah.
Really good.
Because it was slower last year. All of a sudden, the water conditions changed.
And it's bizarre. It's not like they're just barely legals like what you get local. I mean, they're legit 2-3-pound Catalina lobsters.
That's a bug.
Don't need to measure that guy.
Yeah.
Remember those days.
So I've been doing a little bit of that stuff. And, you know, I kind of get pegged for the coastal sea bass thing, which I like because that's what I push and market. But I do all sorts of trips. I go to Clemente, do the lobster thing. Don't do a ton of offshore. I did 21 offshore charters last year. That was it. I just don't get as much interest because I don't market it or push it, but I do that as well.
Yeah. So how many total charters did you do with one-man charters in 2014?
I had 150-something.
Wow!
And the reason that number is skewed is because I take a second captain with me, and when the sea bass were biting really good in May, and I'm on these kind of like little runs where you can... You hate to say, like, if you come down, you will catch one, but there are times where you can say, like, if you come down, you will catch one. And I do two trips a day, and that went for 6 or 7 weeks at times.
Wow.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's a burnout.
It's fun when they're biting.
They're fun when they're biting.
Like, the first 3 weeks of the season, I was just so amped up on it. Like, you know, it's May, so you've been sitting around waiting for it for 4 months. But then by the end of June, and then it gets crowded. There's a tournament. There's 40 boats. Like, it sometimes is tough, man, when you're like literally the first boat there for 2 or 3 days to watch it go to seed, to go and get real crowded and the things that happen and everything. I mean,
you can't help but be frustrated.
It's a great resource and everyone should have a piece of it. And like, I never begrudge people, but it's just difficult when things get tough and it's hard on the fish too.
It was so good that when I went with Brandon that one time, Scott Hewlett, who's the editor of Surface Journal and the son of the owners, the pen. Came with us. The kid had never caught a sea bass. He didn't even know how to hold a reel upright, right? And then, of course, Scott, we get on the boat, and Scott says, well, you know, I've been like 10 times.
Yeah. Just to let you know, I am the black cloud.
It was so good that, like, what did it take us, 40 minutes?
Not very long.
Yeah. Put the anchor down. Okay, I'm on. Yeah. Okay, I'm on.
After a few misses, too.
we're done. But and it can get that good, right?
Like I always say, it can be really exciting, fast-paced, and that you really get into sea bass rippers sometimes where it's wide open, or it can be just... How far is the shore? Can I swim?
Yeah, get me out of here,
I'm ready to go home.
Brandon Hayward does one-man charters, but the other project you have, just a little project here, it's called the Bite Journal.
Yes.
Tell us about The Bite.
The Bite is just kind of like my dream in publishing and everything that I want to do with my writing and see happen in writing and kind of the next stage in contemporary outdoor writing, I thought. And it's a high-end journal, which is a blend between a book and a magazine. I really just call it a book that comes out twice a year because... it's such a departure from a traditional magazine.
Yeah, it's nothing like a magazine.
And it's long-form journalism, so we kind of get to explore these little areas that haven't always been explored, or do really big profile-y type pieces, art profiles, photo portfolios, that type of stuff. And we did the one issue last year, and now it's going to be a biannual
for
the next 2 years.
All right.
So one issue will come out in the spring, in March, and then another will come out in the fall.
Congratulations.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Great. Thank
That's
you.
Great news.
And if you work with the people from the Surfers Journal.
I actually own the whole thing now.
You do?
Yeah, the Pesmans are retiring who own the Surfers Journal and founded it.
Congratulations.
TSJ staying the same. They have their management team in place. And it was just, they kind of gave me the opportunity, like, this is how it would work out. And do you want to do it on your own? I said yes. But I still retain the same staff. So Scott Hewlett, the editor of Surfers Journal, is kind of like a consulting editor. He helps me out.
Nice.
Same photo editor as last issue. Bree Pesman is kind of our accountant and does all the behind-the-doors scenes and that type of stuff.
That's awesome.
So I have the same team and the same everything. The reader won't see any difference. I just own the whole thing.
Now, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's
going
great
twice
news.
A year.
Yeah.
So this coming issue, the one we're going to see at likely Fred Hall.
Fred Hall, yeah. That's at the printer right now.
I'm very excited about
it.
You've teased me with a couple of the articles, and can you tease our listeners with a few?
Sure. The thing about the bite is it's not about how to fish. It's about why we fish and tapping in the lifestyle of it. So if I'm going to do a piece, I want to do something on someone that's never really had anything done on them before. So there's the Q&A on Alan Watson that we talked about before. I went to Rancho Leonero.
And Alan Watson, for those that don't know, the sea bass guru of all gurus. Even guru is the word, just the weird, got it,
the
figured out when people didn't
figure,
that kind of thing.
He was doing it before anyone
at
Catalina.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Before there was an internet and people would bump their chest and say, look how many sea bass I've caught.
Yep.
He was the guy that was catching all of the sea
bass. And he told me a lot of that backstory and how it worked out and how, people think that he's real humble about things, put it that way. You know what I mean? So he just says, well, everywhere I was going, they just were all of a sudden. But he really boiled down a lot of the, how things changed and how he went from running big boats to small boats. That was interesting. A huge photo portfolio. I'll leave I won't say who the photographer is, but I consider him probably one of the top five of underwater photo photographers.
Wow.
Currently. And another one, Scott Hewlett and I went to Rancho Leonero. Instead of the traditional, this is total bite DNA right here. Instead of the traditional Rancho Leonero story, like we went to Rancho Leonero, good fishing, good food, which is a great, great story. We went and shadowed a pongero. So I asked, hey, John, who's your best pongero maybe, but who has the most personality?
Right.
Told us who that pongero is. Went fishing with him, shadowed him, brought a professional photographer from Cabo San Lucas, went back to the pongero's house, got photos of him.
That's rad.
And Hewlett is a real Baja rat, mostly surf, but he gets it. And the way that he wrote the story, it's only a six-pager. The way he wrote the story is just incredible. It taps into the history of pongeros, and then it kind of brings it current up to speed and the new marina and everything. And it's just real strong top-tier writing. And I think it's a great anchor piece.
Wow.
That's
sure.
awesome. How exciting.
Yeah.
Pretty neat. So we're going to see that coming up, Fred Hall.
Fred Hall. Yep.
Yeah.
In the next few weeks here, I'm going to...
Fred Hall, Long Beach.
Yep. I'm going to make some changes to the website so people can sign up and pre-order and do that type of stuff. I've just been really busy with getting the thing out the door.
Yeah.
And at Fred Hall, you'll be able to sign up for sign up for all four issues.
Okay.
So
all four issues.
Over the next 2 years.
Over the next 2 years.
Yep.
So it's going to be a biannual.
Biannual.
And so you can get a two-year subscription, four issues.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Cool.
Good for you, Brad.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
It's a fun little soft spot because I like doing the charters as well. Twice a year, it keeps the content fresh, and I'm never going to dry hole. A lot of the things we do, like that Rancho Leonero piece, we have to originate that content and bring in professional photographers. Because if you want someone to pay $15 for a, quote, magazine, it has to be top tier.
Yeah, yeah. And you've certainly done it by the first
issue
of The Bite. It was kind of experimental, and obviously you proved that it was successful. And this is a concept that worked, and the people want it. People bought it.
Yep.
And so onward to the next.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, we have real limited advertising. I keep it between 12 and 14 advertisers and filled up the
Which
ads well.
Yeah.
got Ballast Point for the beer and spirit sponsor, fantastic, which was neat. If you come out on One Man Charters, there will be Ballast Point.
All right. That's great. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Lots of good stuff from Captain Brandon Hayward.
You're not kidding, but it's going to be a great time and lots of great information. We would love to have you be a part of the show this morning. If you want to get through, the best way today is going to be to stay with that local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's going to be your best chance. Give us a call and let's talk, hook up this morning, and we're going to be having a great time talking all kinds of great fishing, lots of great information and reports, and man, do we have a cool prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. And obviously, we talked already about how great Brandon's charters are and opportunities of getting to go on some great fishing. Well, one lucky caller at the end of the show is going to go. We're giving away a trip to go fishing with Captain Brandon on a trip this May. How cool is that for one lucky caller?
Prime sea bass season.
Absolutely. So one lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to get to go fishing on a trip with Captain Brandon this May. Going to be an awesome opportunity. Again, if you want to get your shot, 858-457-1090. That's the number to get a hold of us. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's talk hook up on the mighty 1090.
The San Diego Bay Bass Tournament is Saturday, January 24th, and Dana Landing in Mission Bay wants to help you get ready with a great sale and seminar on Saturday, January 17th. It all starts with a live Let's Talk hookup broadcast at 7. Manufacturers' representatives will be on hand and a giant sale on the tackle you need to catch big fish. Listen to these deals for one day only that Dana Landing will have. Buy any Abu Garcia Revel reel and get a matching rod free. Buy 3 gulp packages and get one free. Take 25% off all MC swim baits and war bait heads. 20% off all clothing. Save 15% off seeker rods. Check out the East County Bait and Tackle booth and see their new custom rods. Now, here is the big news. From 10 to 11, there will be an ultimate panel discussion hosted by Pete Gray with Corey Sandin from MC Swim Baits, Jimmy Decker from Berkeley, Afron from War Baits, and Benny Florentino from Shimano. Learn the best techniques for catching the big fish in the bay. It's one day only, Saturday, January 17th, and only at Dana Landing, right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
In the past, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation board shorts. Features include four-way stretch micro poly, pliers pockets, a stain-resistant finish, quick dry, UV protection, plus an AFCO exclusive, a bamboo charcoal inside laminate that is both moisture-wicking and antimicrobial. Available in a variety of prints and colors, these technically advanced board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing shorts. Check them out today at Better Tackle Shops.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
All right, you just heard the big Dana Landing live broadcast the week before the Bay Bass Tournament, the 17th. That's game on. That's
going to be so much fun.
Great, 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 great time down there at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. So be sure to mark your calendar. Benny Florentino is going to be on the show with us, and Steve's going to have deals.
Yeah, he is.
Deals on stuff that doesn't go on deal. MC Swim Baits, Afrin's War Baits, all kinds of stuff in there.
Like you,
Maui Jim sunglasses.
Like you said, that stuff that doesn't go on sale, but it, even more than that, it's a time where it doesn't need to go on sale. You know what I'm saying? Like people are going to be buying like crazy war baits and MC swim baits anyways. You know what I mean? That's kind of the bread and butter when you make it up. And they're going to be doing a discount on stuff that, one, you don't see a discount, but two, the most popular time to it. Awesome.
Who's
That's so going to
be
cool,
down there with a bunch of Abu stuff and Penn stuff that they're going to put on deal? I mean, there's
it's a major event.
It's going to be a major event Saturday the 17th at Dana Landing in Mission Bay.
I can't
you
wait.
You definitely want to be there. Starts with a live broadcast, Let's Talk Hookup, 7 to 9 a.m., and then sale goes on to about 1. But at 10 o'clock, I'll be emceeing a panel discussion with Corey Sannon, Afrin, Jimmy Decker, who's he's got assembled this amazing panel. It's going to be inside Fastlane Kayaks, and also, you know, Ron and the guys at Fastlane are sponsoring the kayak division,
right? Bringing it back,
the San Diego Bay Bass Tournament, and they're going to be having a bunch of Hobie kayak specials, demos, all kinds of stuff going on there at Fastlane right next door. So it's going to be
it's a big deal.
The January winter season there, kind of a pre-Fred Hall extravaganza prior to the, you know, the big extravaganza up in Long Beach and Del Mar. But don't miss it. That's going to be the weekend before the Bay Bass Tournament, Saturday the 17th of January. Believe it or not, just about 3 weeks away, right?
That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. It's coming.
Yeah.
Coming quick.
Well, We're at odds here at the Mighty 1090 because we can't figure out these phone lines. There's some kind of demon in the phone line yesterday where our toll-free lines
wasn't working at
all.
We're
working at 877-792-1090. Well, guess what? They're working
today.
Yeah, we have 877-792-1090 as well as 858-457-1090.
I think they knew Brandon was coming, and they figured they better get themselves working because the phones are going to be on overload otherwise.
And they already are.
All right.
Let's jump into it.
Well, you got it. How about we start it off this morning with Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills. Don, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call this morning. I really don't have a question for you, but what I do want to do is thank you, Pete. Thank you, Rick. Ryan on the phones. Everybody associated with Let's Talk Hookup. All your sponsors and everybody in the San Diego sport fishing industry, in fact, everybody in the California sport fishing industry, for a fantastic year.
Thanks.
Best year I've ever had. I know we had great fishing conditions, but, you know, with your help, Brandon's help, I fish between the ears and I fish with my eyes today where I used to fish with just emotion. And I give a lot of that credit to you all.
Well, thanks, Don. That's really nice of you. Thanks a lot for the call this morning and the nice words, and happy 2015 for you.
Thank you, and look forward to a great 2015, and already got plans on the Searcher and down south in Baja with Gen Ren Sport Fishing. So.
All right. Fantastic. Well, we'll look forward to hearing good stories from you, Don. Thanks a lot for the call. Happy New Year to you.
All right. Well, let's jump right back into them and talk to John. John called us from Huntington this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Awesome show, and real excited about the opportunity to potentially win a trip with Brandon. Can you just explain, Brandon, when you're setting up for sea bass, you know, do you have like a go-to style when you first encounter the spot? Do you generally anchor up, or do you kind of drift through the area, or do you motor around and look at squid beds, or what's your technique?
Great question.
That's a really good question. I don't have any like set rules. Like this is how I'm definitely going to do it. But I'm definitely going to use recall like I talked about before, and it's really going to – there's kind of like four styles to sea bass fishing. There's early season bird schools. You're going to drift it.
Uh-huh.
Any sort of squid nest area. In Southern California, we anchor. In Northern California, they drift, and I drift a lot if there's no other boats. When I think about sea bass fishing, I think about you're fishing a reef or a kelp or something like that, and that could be at the islands or that could be local. So I'm going to just try to get a lay of the land and see which way the current's going and everything. So if I haven't been there and it's kind of all new to me, I'm just going to kind of get a little bit outside the kelp line or upwind and just see which way the current's going, which way the kelp's going.
Right.
And I have marks on my plotter, but I'm not going to necessarily drop it exactly on, quote, a mark or, quote, the spot. I'm going to see how the kelp is sitting, which way the current's going, where I want to sit. And one thing that a lot of guys are going to notice, we've been fishing offshore a lot this year. We've been fishing deep water yellowtail. if you go into some of these shallower water kelp lines, anything north of La Jolla, you're going to see that the kelp has shifted around a lot again. Some are overgrown and some are gone.
Huh.
So that means that you're going to have to kind of plumb your brain to setting up a little bit different.
Right.
Than
so,
what you're used
than
to.
What you're used to. I mean, there's one spot that I fish all the time. I couldn't even fish. Last year I couldn't fish it where I caught fish the year before, so it was because it was so covered in kelp. Now this year it's kind of like come out, but it's more stringerish, you know, so you're going to have to adjust. As a default line, if I've never been somewhere before, what I do is I spin a little circle around the top edge of the kelp or wherever I want to, kind of the lines to feed.
Uh-huh.
I get the kelp on my meter, and then I idle out of it and kind of get three quarters of a clean screen, and then I start thinking about dropping the anchor. That way you're away from the kelp, but you can still land the fish, but you're still fishing the structure. Mm-hmm. Local is tough north of La Jolla because it's a lot of sand bottom that goes into kind of just like kelp and shale rock. There's not a lot of true hard bottom and reef. So you got to fish real snug to the kelp if you want to get a shot.
Oh, okay.
So
right. Hope that helps
That's
you
great.
Out. There's a lot of, you know, and one of the best things to do, seriously, is book a charter
just
with Brandon.
Go. Yeah, I agree.
And
yeah.
You can pick his brain. You spend a lot of time training people while you're fishing, right?
I'm real big on helping people out and answering these questions and kind of the, like, smart little things about the dumb things in fishing,
yeah.
You know? And people would think, like, oh, man, you take all these people out. Doesn't that burn you? Like, it doesn't really work like that. You know, a lot of guys...
The opposite.
It's the opposite. Yeah, it's the total opposite. They're only going to go a couple times a year, and it doesn't really go down like that.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up toll free, 877-792-1090.
All right. How about we jump back into those toll free lines and talk to Rob, who's calling us from Riverside. Hi, Rob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys.
Good morning,
Rob.
Hey, Brandon, can you talk a little bit about your dropper loop setups and what type of knots you tie for your dropper loop? And as a little side note, Pete threatened us a while back that he was going to produce a video on dropper loops. I've yet to see that.
Yeah, we're working on it. It's been busy. It's been a bit easy. We're gonna do that though. We're definitely gonna do a little training.
Maybe
video.
Today's a good day to film that after the show with Brandon.
I like that idea.
Parking
sure.
lot dropper loop.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Well, these are good questions. And the dropper loop is kind of one of those things where it's like the smart thing. There's like little edgy type things, right? I tie really long dropper loops, especially if I'm fishing a squid area.
Can I ask real quick, when you say really long dropper loops, does that refer to the loop or to the distance from the bait to the sinker?
Yep. So when I start tying my knot, which is that surgeon's loop,
how many turns?
I do four turns, and I start it around my shoulder. So that's where the knot's going to be. So what I do, and when I show people it, is I tie the sinker on the bottom, stand on the sinker, pull up the 5 feet or whatever to my shoulder, and then I extend my arm out. So the knot is going to be where my shoulder is, up like 5 feet, and the loop is going to be about an arm length.
Wow.
Four-turn surgeons. Reason for that, when we fish these squid areas, dying squid, squid eggs, we want our bait up above. And all game fish feed looking up. Stuff with mouths on the bottom of their face, like sharks and rays and shovel, that type of stuff, all that junk, they have mouths on the bottom, so they're going to be scavenging around on the bottom, but your sea bass or yellows are not. Even halibut, I think, swim around mid-water column a lot and hunt a lot more than we think. So that's how I tie it. I put the surgeon's knot up by my shoulder, so 5 feet up or so, and then I make about a 3.5 long loop.
So the loop is going to be 3.5 feet long.
About three
with the hook on the
feet.
End.
Yep.
But and then what's your connection?
But
at
I
the end?
Tie it. So I tie it with the San Diego, which by default makes it a double San Diego if you fish the double line, or you could use a uni. I hate to admit it, but I tie a Palomar once in a while if I'm just kind of in a rush and don't want to deal with it. It's the weakest knot, but whatever. You have that
double
line.
Do you always use the double line coming out of the surgeon?
I use the double unless I feel like I don't have to. I use the double for sea bass pretty much always.
Yeah.
I'll cut it if I'm fishing yellows, it's clear water, and I just feel like it gives me a little bit of an edge. Ditto for halibut.
So can you cut, if you tie a four-turn surgeon,
yep.
You can cut one end of it and make a single line instead of double line.
You're
still going to have the strength.
And then you have like a 6-foot single line, so you got to trim that down too.
But you're still going to have the strength.
Correct.
Now, one thing I want to make very, very clear to our listeners is you do not loop the hook through the double line.
Don't loop the hook.
You're not fishing for rock cod.
Do not loop the hook through the double line. I've seen people do it where they put it on, put the hook on, and then they do the loop, so the loop's like free swinging.
Yeah.
That serves no purpose. Like, you have no buffer, chafe resistance, anything, and don't do that.
So you tie a knot as if it was a double or a single line.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, because I've seen that happen, disastrous results.
Yeah, so.
Hazel.
And,
Hazel.
And if I'm using Spectra, I usually use mono for my dropper loop just because it's dark down there or whatever. But I use fluorocarbon too, but I'm okay with using mono for that. I use a lot of swivels for pretty much everything I do just because line twist, I'm out a lot. It's easier to tie the swivel. So I'll have my 65-pound Spectra to a small swivel, and then I'll tie my leader onto that.
See, it's funny because I was going to ask you that because one thing that we find when we're on the anchor, because I like that. I like as long of a loop as I can. I think the squid down there moves around a little better. And,
yep.
But as a general rule for us, or for me, when the bigger the swell and the more we're kind of rocking and rolling on the anchor, the more I have to shorten up my loop length. Seems like the more we rock and roll with the longer line, you get that, you know, your bait's down 15 minutes and you wind it up for bait check and it's so twisted up, like, you know you weren't getting a bite. So, yep. Like, the shorter the loop, the less tangle I have. And you say you combat that with this. Does the swivel...
Swivel at the top.
Tour from that?
Yep. And if I was using straight mono, you could do a swivel.
Just tie
like
a swivel on there.
Yeah, whatever.
Swivel at the top of the dropper loop.
Yep. So instead of doing whatever connection you tie for Spectra to mono, I just use a swivel. And I use swivels for like my fly line type stuff, a lot of stuff, just because.
The Brandon Bobber.
Like the Brandon Bobber uses a swivel. Just like Rick's talking about, a lot of fishing is at night, and you're doing kind of like soaky, sitting it out there, swinging around. So swivels seem to help you out. The only time I tie an improved cinch knot, like that classic knot that we all first learned that has like 65% knot strength, is for Spectra to a swivel.
Okay.
And I've done little experiments with my own gear, and like fished the same swivel, improved clinch knot to swivel for like a long time. I don't know, two months, and never had any issues with it. Yeah.
No.
What about a three-way swivel, eliminating the dropper loop connection?
Three-way swivel. I don't know the configuration of it. I don't know if it lends itself to that. I can't really comment on that.
Yeah.
I'm into the less knots, though.
Okay.
I mean, by the time...
But that's three knots. That's three or four knots, right?
Yeah. Well, you got two going to two of the eyes, so that's four, and then your main one, so five.
Yeah. So what you're saying is that creates more knots and then another thing.
Could be good, though. You'd have to try it.
Oh. You like three-way swivels, Rick?
Very tough to find a three-way swivel that's strong.
Yeah.
Sampo makes one, but most everyone you buy, most everywhere, is your inexpensive overseas, going to catch a perch on a pier swivel.
Okay.
And I wouldn't trust my 50-pound sea bass, especially pulling heavy Spectra. They're around, and you can get them, but I'm the same. I think that it's just dropper loop, when it comes down to it, is, you know, once we get around to making the video, you'll see it's an easy knot. I think I'm the same. I would go more stealth, less chance for problems.
In a vacuum, long loop, hook on top for yellows and sea bass, not hook on bottom, sinker on top.
We'll say that one more time.
So there's two ways to do a dropper loop. You can put the sinker at the bottom,
right,
and then the hook is at the top with the loop.
Right.
Or you can create your loop, like the standard dropper loop knot, put the sinker on there, and then tie the hook on your end, your tag end.
Your tag end.
Do not use that.
Do not use that.
For sea bass and yellows and that
squid
ground stuff.
That's like your half-day sand bass rig where the sinker is above the hook.
Right.
Yeah, but people come out endlessly and they try to tie that.
Why do you not want
to
use that?
It gets back to what we were talking about earlier. The bait's going to be down towards the bottom. Good for halibut, good for sand bass, good for rockfish.
Yeah. Is it strong enough if you use the tag end with the knot on the other end?
In terms of the sinker on top one?
Yes.
That standard dropper loop knot just isn't a favorite of mine in general. It's just a weak knot.
Yeah.
Like, we've said it before, and it's kind of one of those things that's hard to visualize on the radio, but all of those loop knots, they have, you know, the knot itself is like a barrel, and the strength of any of those knots is always the direction that the barrel is pointing. So, like, on the old-school rockfish knot, you know, when you tie it and you pull the loop through the middle of it and you cinch it down, the hook is essentially tied into the tag end. You know, if you can picture it, there's a little barrel of loops, and your dropper loop comes right out the center of it. When you hook a fish on that and are pulling, you're basically folding the knot in half and trying to break it. where that surgeon's loop, the barrel, where the barrel spits out is where your two lines are. So when you hook a fish, that thing is staying nice and straight, and your sinker is what's trying to fold it in half, which obviously there's no pressure on.
Sure.
So you know, whatever loop it is you're tying, you want that the barrel going in the direction that your hook is pointed.
That your hook, and that's what makes that four-turn surgeon's knot. Is there an easier knot in the world to tie?
No. You tie your shoelace, and then you just do three more turns inside.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with our catch report, find out what's biting up and down in the beach. Captain Alan Clowers standing by. Lots of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Want to catch the yellowfin tuna of a lifetime but don't have weeks at a time to commit trying? Then check out Journeyman Sport Fishing in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Based in Nuevo Vallarta, Journeyman offers an angling dream come true. Outstanding world-class fishery, immaculately maintained and outfitted boat, ultra-limited competition at the rail, and a Journeyman crew that has the experience and passion to make your angling dreams reality. A 2.5-day trip offers 2 full days of fishing from sunup to sundown and only requires 4 days away from your other commitments. In the 2013 season, Journeyman landed dozens of yellowfin over 200 pounds and several over 300. Choose the trip that fits your schedule. 2.5, 3.5, up to 8 days of the ultimate fishing for giant yellowfin tuna. For complete details, check the web at journeymansportfishing.com or contact 619-571-1979. Journeyman Sport Fishing, where angling dreams become reality.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And with the Bay Bass Tournament coming up, guys are bay bass fishing. Is there a better reel to fish bay bass than the Calcutta D by Shimano?
I know that's not why they designed it, but they might as well have. It's the perfect reel for the way that the majority of people fish sand bass for that Bay Bass Tournament, needing a lot of line capacity, wanting to let a lot of line off the reel, close to the bottom, stay in the strike zone longer. The Calcutta D is it. It's a crazy powerful reel, so when you've got a lot of line off your reel, you still have power, you still have torque. But the biggest thing is kind of like the Trinidads, they make a bigger reel feel a lot smaller. So yes, you can use a 400D that holds a ridiculous amount of line, but it still fits in your hand, and it's comfortable, it has huge power. It was the very best reel for what we do in that Bay Bass Tournament.
Fill it with straight mono, Power Pro, whatever you want, right?
Yeah, exactly. Both opportunities work. Power Pro for that lot of line off the reel, good stretch. Maybe mono if you want to hug the bottom a little tighter. It's just the right reel for it.
Check it out, the Calcutta D from Shimano.
A new veteran-owned business that makes one of your go-to pieces of tackle even better. EngravedCedarPlugs.com provides custom engraved cedar plugs of all sizes for gifts, promotional items, advertising, awards, or just your lucky custom lure. They can engrave anything. That's EngravedCedarPlugs.com. Check them out, EngravedCedarPlugs.com.
If you're into the water, I mean getting out and going fishing, diving, surfing, shark diving, or kayaking, you need to check out the Islander at islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. In addition, the Islander offers kayak mothership trips, spear fishing trips, and more. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. You won't find a more knowledgeable or well-rounded team than Captain Shane Slaughter, John Conniff, and crew. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
XEPRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Touchdown! Oh my goodness!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. And the catch report today is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. Nobody does it better than Fisherman's Processing. And if you want to be on the road just minutes after your trip lands, pre-book your processing order before you depart. Don't settle for anything less with your fish. Let Fisherman's Processing take care of your catch on your private or sport boat trips. You can check fishermansprocessing.com
for
more details.
You know, that yellow we caught the other day down there, Sean cut it up for us, and I'm going to tell you, there's nothing like having Fisherman's Processing. I mean, I can fillet, but come on. I mean, you take it down to them, and it's professionally
done. It's the
royal
treatment, man.
And that stuff, that winter yellow is so beautiful.
Oh, it's so
clean. I mean, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's so clean. And if you take care of your fish right and you take it to Fisherman's Processing, they vacuum pack it, the product you get back It's night and day.
It really is.
Come on. So,
especially if you're doing a good job on your own boat, taking care of your fish, you know, you're bleeding it right and you're icing it right and all those things. It's the next step. You know, you're taking all that care of your catch. Like
that fish is valuable.
Yeah.
Today's world, fish is valuable.
Yeah, that's true.
So take care of it and take it to Fisherman's Processing.
That's a good call, man. Well, I'm glad it worked out so good. If you want more information, check fishermansprocessing.com for more details. And let's start off with our up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man standing by, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening? Good morning, Brando.
Morning, Woolley.
Well, we had another pretty good week up here. You know, we kind of started the week off and, you know, we're able to get a few days in on that yellowtail. You know, same good grade of fish, that 17 to 25 pound stuff. Seemed for us this week that fish bit the bait a little bit better than it has. You know, we were catching quite a few fish on the jig you know, week before, but this week it was all primarily bait. Still a couple yo-yo fish in there, but you know, they were on that sardine much better. The last few days, you know, the fish have been acting a little bit different. You know, it's been a little bit more difficult to get on them, and I'm sure you can, you know, look at our counts and kind of seem to reflect that. Still those boomer schools out there, man, just giant areas of fish. It's just, for some reason, it hasn't bit the last couple days as well as we hoped. And the sea lions kind of taking their toll on the, you know, the few that we have been able to hook have been making quick work of those too. The water cooled off just a hair down there, 62 to 63 degrees this week, but it's still clean. It's still really nice. So, you know, who knows? We'll keep tabs on it for sure. This next week we'll be down there chasing that stuff around. We'll kind of see where that goes. Closer to the harbor, the half day fishing is still really good. Real good sand bass fishing out in that 70 to 80 foot of hard bottom. Out on the pipe and some other areas out there as well. It's been pretty good. Guys with the shrimp and the clam that are coming out, you know, targeting a sheephead have been rewarded pretty good too with some real nice fish. Bummer, heartbreak of the day yesterday, one of our regulars, 25 pound halibut, real nice fish, just wasn't in the derby. You know, he didn't buy the derby ticket before he got on the boat.
Oh, 25 pound halibut.
Yeah, it was a good fish, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a nice fish.
Gigantic.
Leaderboard fish.
Not gigantic.
But for sure, leaderboard fish, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So quality fish. So just telling everybody, hey, spend your $5 on your half-day trip for sure right now and, you know, get in on that derby, especially with the rockfish coming to a close here. You know, we're going to be targeting that stuff a little bit more. So, you know, be prepared so that, you know, there's not that heartbreak at the end of the trip for sure. So that's what we have going on. We've got trips running all week. If you guys want to get on that, of course, you can link us through the Let's Talk Hookup webpage. Save a few bucks on a local trip, and then, you know, we'll have you out there. Check us out at danawharf.com, or you can call us at the landing at 949-496-5794.
Right on, Brian. Great information, as always. Appreciate that. Glad to hear fishing is still going on, and we'll look forward to hearing another great report next week. Want to hear more of those yellows going.
That's what we're hoping. Thanks, guys. Have a good show.
All right, thanks a lot,
Brian. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. You too, guys.
All right.
All right, time to hit the bay. Talk to the man. Speaking bay bass,
Herman,
this is one of those guys. Captain Al Clowers on the line. Good morning, Al.
Morning, guys. Hey, this report's live from the Salton Sea, my old stomping grounds, the home of the Orange Mouth Corvina. I'm down here with my family and my granddaughter hanging a couple ducks and just spending some quality time down here. And I got on the computer because I couldn't get you on the radio in my truck. And it was super easy, man, to click on that iPod icon and get you up on the computer, so they're all listening to it on the computer inside.
Fantastic.
So
right through the Let's Talk Hookup website. Just click on that icon. It took you right there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You just connected right up, and, you know, we're in a remote location, and it's like we're in San Diego.
Fantastic.
Good stuff. But anyway, the technology nowadays is amazing. You can learn how to fish before you even cast a line almost, so you look around. But anyway. Anyway, hey, the fishing's really good. The weather's really good. You know, that yellowtail outside is out down there by the islands. Sounds like you went down and caught a few, Pete. It's still going. It's a little hit and miss, but you get on the right day down there, and it's pretty much wide open down there. And, you know, on that yellowtail stuff, I haven't really been getting any calls for that fishing. And what I'm going to do is just through this Sunday for a week, I'm going to give a $100 discount. If you mentioned Let's Talk Hookup on a 9-hour, 3/4 day island trip.
Man, so that means Al wants to go yellowtail fishing.
Yeah,
he does. Yeah, man.
Practically giving a trip away.
Yeah. So then, hey, the bay, you know, I had quite a few bay trips. The bay has some really good tides. You know, we've had some 6-foot tides, and it's biting. You know, everything's biting out there. Even the halibut are showing. We had a 13-pounder on the Berkeley Gulf the other day. I was showing the guys how to fish the gulp, and I got bit, and I stuck it, and I, oh, shit, man, this is a nice fish. So I handed it to the kid, and Next thing you know, I netted a 13-pounder, and then we broke a couple more off on the hook shit, I think. And then we got a couple 22-inchers, 22.5, 24-inchers. So the halibut are showing real well. Spotty, it's wide open, you know. That place, I call it right now the winter wonderland, you know, for the families and the kids, man. If you got kids and you want to learn how to fish, that's the place to take them. And San Diego, SDFish.com rated that the easiest place in Southern California to get a bite. Anyway, the sand bass, I haven't really been fishing for them. I've kind of been trying to get the right day with the right clients to kind of pre-fish while they're fishing, but it hasn't really happened. We've got a couple small ones, but I got to get out and find them. But the bay sharks even bite. Everything's biting out there. You know, the bay sharks have been showing good. We went out and caught a bunch of shovel nose, some bat rays, a couple leopards, all on the cut. Sardine on a 2-ounce sliding sinker with like a 3-foot leader on a 50-pound, you know. And
nice.
The lot, yeah, it's really cool. So I take them spotted bay bass fishing in 3 hours. They're done with that because they got like 50.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Lots of good fish. Lots of good fishing going on right now.
Yeah. So I look at the kids and I say, hey, you want to catch a big fish? They're like, yeah. So we go over and anchor up and we catch the sharks. It's amazing. The bay's just crazy. Yeah, the lobster fishing was really good during the storm and after the storm for about 3 days. Then the bluebird skies, high pressure came in and it slowed way down. I had a couple boats out there last night, and I think one had 4 and the other one had 2, and I was out night before that, and we only had 3. So I'm looking for this rain to come in and get that stuff stirred up, you know. But anyway, I want to do some island trips, so call me up. I'll give you a smoking deal. Let's get out there and catch some of them yellowtail.
How do we get a hold of you, Al?
619-800-FISH, CaptainClowers.com, or go to Let's Talk Hookup and pull me out of that beautiful site.
All right, $100 off this week on an island trip to go CaptainClowers.com. Hey, thanks, Al. We'll talk to you next Sunday. See the results.
Happy New Year, you guys.
Happy thanks, New Year Al. To you, for sure.
All right, let's hit the surf zone. The surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is standing by. What's up, Gundy?
Good morning, Gundy.
Here we are, the last report of the year, and would you believe they're biting?
Biting, man. We'll take
it. The perch bite. Perch bite's really good. You know, we had that little weather come through, and what it really did was kind of reform those trenches and the holes, and, man, the perch would fill those holes. Good week of perch fishing, good tides, good conditions, made for easy limits. Santa Barbara area had really good action on that better quality up there. Goleta, East Beach, Gulp sandworms and Bloody doing the trick for those guys. Wiley's reported limit fishing on perch. El Matador was a hot spot up there with fish to 1.5 pounds. You know, you get a little north there, and most of the fish run up to 1.5 pounds, 2 pounds. Really good quality fish there. They're using the bigger grubs up there, 2.5, 3-inch grubs. Motor oil red flake was a hot color this week, I'm understanding. Incoming tide. The bite up there, too, excellent in the rocks. Lots of small sheephead. Those chunky cabazon, 4 to 5 pounds, and just a gob of the grass rockfish. Cut squid was the go-to bait there, fishing any rocky kelpie area. Big Rock was one of the areas they mentioned really good. South Bay beaches, Manhattan torrents, very good on the smaller perch. Big fish reported good action on perch. Bolsa chica, sunset, cut bait, gulp baits, and grubs were all working well on fish to 1.25 pounds. A few halibuts starting to show again here. The inlet there, Bolsa Chica, with the tide, slow rolling those crocodiles in the tidal push. Doesn't matter if it's incoming or outgoing. You got water moving. Those fish are going to be in there. 3/8 ounce prism crocodile was the ticket there. Also, a few legal fish taken off the river jetties area, nice and clean, and real gouged out from the storm, and that's good for letting those halibut lay in there. So the South Strand, Salt Creek, in good conditions. Perch were on the bite there. Easy limit on perch to 1.25 pounds, clear red flake, root beer was the ticket there. Best bet for halibut continues to be the cobblestones down there from Cottons to San Onofre, and slow rolling those crocodiles has been the ticket. Pacific Coast reported the same thing. Best action on the perch was off South Carlsbad, Army, Navy, Torrey Pines, limit fishing on fish to 1 pound. So very good perch action. If you saw this week's Western Outdoor News, I wrote a piece on fishing the grub, so you might want to.
Saw that. Great article on fishing the grub in this week's Western Outdoor News. Gundy Gunnarsson, the surf guru and writer extraordinaire. Come on, man. We got to get some bite, Artie.
Already hit him up once. Come on, Gundy. Come through.
Yeah. Gundy is like the perfect guy for the bite, right?
He could come up with something good for sure.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, I want to talk to Brandon about something. I got an idea.
Yeah. But this week, Western Outdoor News, check out the surf fishing article by Gundy. And Gundy, thanks for all your great reports. Yeah. Now, I want to explain something to you here. Gundy has no agenda. He gets no pay. He has no agenda. He really has nothing to promote. He just does this for the love of fishing and giving us reports. So
at least there's one of us out there.
Thank you, Gundy. Yeah, it's a rare deal. It's a rare deal. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So thanks for all your hard work and your volunteerism, Gundy. We sure appreciate it.
Let me write that down. That'll look good on the gravestone.
You got it, buddy. All right. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you next year. Which is
another great
Sunday.
Year,
thanks,
you guys.
Gundy.
Really right. Appreciate it. And look forward to another fantastic year of fishing.
Yeah, us too, Gundy. Thank you very much. All right.
Take care, guys.
See ya.
All right. Well, hey, we're going to jump right back into the phones, and let's start this one off with John, who's called us from San Diego. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Good
morning, John.
First question, I'm wondering if the last edition of the Bite is still available.
To answer that question, they're all sold out, but West Marine purchased the last like 200 or the book distributor that handles West Marine bought the last round, so you could get them at a West Marine
or
you could get
on the Let's Talk Hookup website.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
Let's
we
Talk
have
Hookup website.
I have a few copies left.
Okay.
On our store, if you go to our store page, hookup1090.com, go to the store, you can purchase it online at our store.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and any local tackle shop or anything like that.
I know we've got them there. We sold several during Christmas time, cool Christmas gift, and there's still a couple floating around. Same deal like Pete. I mean, we don't have a ton, but, you know, few around. So.
Yeah, and it's well worth keeping.
Totally.
I mean, it's mind-blowing how beautiful that it's a work of art.
I think it'll be neat for guys to kind of archive them, too.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
It's something you're going to want to keep, especially Volume 1, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's a collector's.
So yeah, it's still available, but you can't order it off our website because we don't have any. But get it from the Let's Talk Hookup website or root around. They're around for sure.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Matt. Called us from La Mesa. Good morning, Matt. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Brandon.
You can only win one trip, Matt.
You can only
win one a month. Restrictions apply.
Excuse me. I was actually going to start the conversation with, if my name does get picked, would you put it back in
that? Because you're going.
Because thanks to you guys, I am going.
Yeah.
Brandon. That being said, Brandon, in the wake of the phenomenal fishing this year, how do you see 2015 shaping up or some of the winter fishing shaping up? Because I'd like to get out with you maybe before that May trip.
Yeah, I think we're going to have good winter fishing on several different fronts. If you remember during the La Nina cycle when there was squid everywhere, there wasn't nothing on it in December and January, February. We weren't catching anything. So I think this is going to be a good, solid winter. That yellow is here to stay, all that deep water yellowtail. It's not like you're going to roll out there every day and catch a bunch. But some of those schools are just, God, they are just really impressive. They have like 50 feet of yellowtail on the machine. So I see that happening. I see good halibut fishing probably around February, around that Grunion Run and stuff like that. I think we're going to have a real legit winter. It's going to get back to that classic situation, like how bad do you want it? Are you willing to go out and miss? And if you go around and kind of look around, and no one's been to the backside of Catalina. Like sometimes I think the greatest bites that could have been just are never found.
Yeah.
So no one's been back there. I think that's a prime area for this winter. So I think it's going to be really good for sure.
Just need to book another charter with one-man charters, Matt.
Absolutely. Can't wait to get out there and get them.
All right. Happy New Year, Matt. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, bye. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including another hour of your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup with Brandon Hayward on the Mighty 1090.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
We're real proud of the food. The food is very good at the ranch. Jennifer and Jeannie is down at the ranch. We eat almost every meal in the ranch ourselves. So we're going to be the biggest critics for sure. It's like home, very much so. We make sushi for the guests if they catch tuna or dorado. We have a Rancho Leonero sushi that we put together with onions and chilies. It's just awesome that the guests really, really enjoy. We'll also cook fish, too. We have a mesquite barbecue that's very flavorful. And that's going every night for whatever the regular entree we're serving. So we're cooking fish every night for guests. Nothing like having a fish that you caught the same day. I caught a big pargo the other day. Stuff them with onions, tomatoes, and all kinds of good stuff. And you'll always find one or two of those normally, too. Because we're that size, we can serve a better quality meal as well. RanchoLeonero.com. It's very special.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This fishing season, you can get your hands on the edge that top pros like Steve Lasley and Jim Kingsmill use to catch more fish. A pair of the new Fraser Optics Bi-Light Gyro-Stabilized Binoculars. This next-generation lightweight 14x40 gyro-stabilized binoculars are ideally suited for any offshore fishing adventure. And when you get them from GyroPros.com, it comes along with the personal assistance from professional captains like Steve and Jim. GyroPros.com is your direct link to Fraser Optics, not a mass retailer with thousands of products. GyroPros.com specializes in making sure you get the right binocular to help you catch more fish. And now, if you use the code HOOKUP at checkout, you save $100 on a pair of the new Fraser Optics Super Lightweight Bi-Light Binoculars. Check it out! GyroPros.com. Use the code HOOKUP at checkout and get $100 off a fishing tool that could be more important than your meter this summer. That's GyroPros.com. Enter the code HOOKUP and save $100 on the amazing Fraser Optics Bi-Light Binoculars.
XPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
What's that slam dunk? That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board. The only fish fighting service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
You've made the investment in a boat, and you know how important it is to take good care of it. That's why you need Monsoon Yacht Service. Mark and his staff specialize in taking care of your boat and making it look its best. No matter if it's on a trailer or in a slip, let Monsoon Yacht Service clean and polish your boat to make it look like new. Monsoon Yacht Service also does fiberglass and gel coat repair, custom rigging, and the best detailing you have ever seen. Be proud of your boat again with the help of Monsoon Yacht Service. 619-405-2176. Or check monsoonyachtservice.com.
The offshore fishing this year has been nothing short of amazing. It's got a lot of San Diego anglers already dreaming about next year. Things may be cooling down a little offshore, but they're heating up at your San Diego County Ford dealers during the Dream Big Sales event. It's a great time to come in and check out incredible lease deals on Fusion, Focus, and Escape, or the big cash back available on America's favorite truck, Ford F-150. The truck of choice for San Diego fishermen. I've been driving a Ford truck for years, and I couldn't be happier with it. The technology is state-of-the-art. I can launch my boat with ease, and it's got all the room I need. And guess what else just started rolling in? The all-new 2015 Mustang. Just wait till you hear that throaty growl of that engine. It'll really get your blood pumping. December is traditionally a great time for two things: fishing in the bay and getting a great deal on a new Ford. So if you're ready to dream big and save big, don't miss the Dream Big Sales event. On now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Stop by today. They'll be glad to hook you up.